WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump has authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations in Venezuela. It comes after the latest strike on an alleged drug boat. CBS's Egan O'Keefe questioned the president short time ago.
We're going to stop him by land also.
Does the CIA have authority to take out Maduro?
Oh, I don't want to answer a question like that. That's a ridiculous question for me to be given. Not really a ridiculous question, but wouldn't it be a ridiculous question for me to answer?
Steve Elner is with the journal Latin American Perspectives.
It's not about countering drug trafficking because that would be overkill. It's not about drug trafficking. It's about regime change.
Earlier, President Trump hailed the crime crackdown in cities this summer and said there's a surge coming.
We're just at the start. We're going to go into other cities that we're not talking about purposely. We're getting ready to go in.
He would only name San Francisco as a possibility. Nancy Hardy reports from Chicago after several arrests by ICE agents at courthouses. A judge has barred them.
ICE agents cannot make civil arrests inside Cook County courthouses or parking lots and sidewalks around them without a judicial warrant. Chief Judge Timothy Evans made the order, saying access to justice depends on the ability to appear in court without fear or obstruction. The local public defender and legal aid groups asked for the help, claiming some clients have dropped orders of protection or refuse to go to court out of fear of being arrested.
Hamas today handed over the remains of two more hostages, but says it can't reach others. CBS's Deborah Pattis says part of the reason is the absolute destruction in Gaza.
The Palestinian Central Bureau of Statistics says more than 11,000 people are still missing in Gaza. First responders are searching for the dead, but it is not easy when over 90% of the buildings have been damaged or destroyed, and there are only the most rudimentary tools available.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown. CBS's Jake Rosen is following.
U.S. District Judge Susan Elston in San Francisco said the cuts appeared to be politically motivated and were being carried out without much thought. The judge said, quote, it's a human cost that cannot be tolerated.
Legal analyst Laurie Levinson was following today's Supreme Court arguments on the Voting Rights Act.
The Supreme Court certainly sent the message that many of the justices are willing to cut back on Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act and not allow race to play any role in the drawing of voting maps.
On Wall Street today, stocks finished mixed. The Dow was off 17, the Nasdaq higher by 150. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with a quick news update. A Kenosha man was arrested for making online threats against federal agents and faces charges in federal court tomorrow. Investigators claim they found violent TikTok posts and say Andrew Stanton urged attacks on ICE and FBI officers. Racine is set to remove the Horlick Dam soon, opening up the river for boats and kayaks to reach Lake Michigan. A new boat launch and natural area will be built with public input meetings planned for next year. Wisconsin plans major prison improvements, including a new youth center in Milwaukee. Governor Evers today is trying to get approval for $15 million to start upgrades and close the Green Bay Correctional and Lincoln Hills youth facilities. Racine's Public Safety Committee meets tonight to review a new massage business license and discuss liquor license concerns at local bars. The meeting opens at 5 p.m. Waukesha and Washington counties lead Wisconsin in car deer crashes, with many crashes in St. Croix and Dane counties, too. Drivers are urged to be alert, especially in fall, when deer are more active. Racine and Kenosha counties did not make the top 10. Racine County communities have set trick-or-treat times for Halloween, with most happening on the 31st, but some earlier. A full list is available at racinecountyeye.com. Judge Anthony Milosaskis will retire in January after nearly 20 years on the Kenosha Circuit Court. Governor Evers is accepting applications to fill the seat. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers head to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, Game 3 of the NLCS. Tomorrow evening at 5:08 between the Brewers and Dodgers. The crew losing last night's game 5-1. Do the Brewers need to improve their focus? pitcher Freddy Peralta.
Yeah, we have to, 100%. It's not fun to be 0-2, you know, going to LA. I think we have to turn the page and try to come back in Los Angeles.
The Brewers have only 2 runs on 5 hits for the series so far. They've struck out 15 times. Pat Murphy.
You know, we chased way more than we've chased all year. We've been the best in baseball at not chasing. These pitchers brought out the worst in us.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Thunder, 116-112 at Fiserv Forum in their final preseason game.
Again, it was not the best basketball game, but offensively, we were really good. If we can play the same type of offense that we played tonight, you know, we're going to be pretty happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low 50s. And partly sunny as we look into tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. There could be a shower or two around Friday, mostly cloudy but warmer and a touch breezy. Highs climb to the low 70s. Currently 57 degrees.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick 3 songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1963.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. 3 great songs from 1 great year, brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems. The best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. Today, we focus on the class of 1963. And let's roll back the years in 1963 Wisconsin, when a gallon of gas cost about 30 cents, milk came in glass bottles, and every kid in the neighborhood knew that street lights came on and it was time to head home. Downtowns from Milwaukee to Eau Claire buzzed with mom-and-pop shops, diners, and five and dimes. Folks crowded into supper clubs on Saturday nights, prime rib, old fashions, and maybe a little polka dancing to cap it off. Nationally, it was a year of hope and heartbreak. Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech inspired millions, but then the nation was stunned by the assassination of President Kennedy that November. And on the radio in 1963, we were listening to the Beach Boys. 1963, it's the Beach Boys and Surfin' USA on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1963. Now, Carl Wilson came up with that famous guitar intro to that song, and he said, for the first time, we thought the group sounded good enough to be played with anything on the radio. Well, here's a wacky but true gem from 1963. That was the year a man actually mailed himself from England to Australia in a wooden box. A 22-year-old by the name of Reg Spires, an Olympic javelin thrower from Australia, was stranded in England without any money and desperate to get home. Instead of buying a plane ticket, he convinced a friend to build a 7-foot-long wooden crate. He packed himself inside with a flashlight, a bottle of water, a pillow, and a few snacks, and he shipped himself as air freight. The box was labeled Fragile, thank goodness, and Reg spent about 3 days in there, getting tossed, flipped, and left upside down in cargo holds. And at one point, even was stored in a freezer hangar in Bombay. But incredibly, he survived the journey. And when the box arrived in Perth, Australia, he kicked it open, crawled out, and walked home like it was no big deal. Even wilder, he did not get arrested. The airline just shrugged it off and said essentially, well, that's one way to fly. On the radio in 1963, we were listening to Jan and Dean in Surf City. It's Jan and Dean in Surf City on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1963. Now, Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean fame said that together with the Beach Boys, Jan and Dean were really responsible for the surf craze in the 1960s. He said, it was really hard to think that at one time you could go out to Malibu and there'd be nobody out there. And then one day, whoosh, so crowded you couldn't even get in the water. And in some way, we all were the cause of that whole situation. Well, in 1963, of course, we lost President John F. Kennedy.
His rendezvous with grim destiny begins a little after noontime as his plane lands in Dallas. Earlier, he had received a tumultuous reception in Fort Worth. And now, more thousands are waiting to greet him in downtown Dallas. But death is less than one short hour away. At 1:25, the motorcade moves into the downtown area. Death is 6 minutes away. In a warehouse, a sniper with a rifle poised waits. The cheers of the crowd almost muffle the three shots. The assassin's aim is deadly.
On the radio in 1963, we were listening to The Kingsmen and Louie Louie. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1963. It's the Kingsmen and Louie Louie on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1963. Now, at the time, many bands in the Northwest U.S. played that song at their concerts. The Kingsmen lifted their version from the Wailers, a Seattle band who missed out on the song's success. And when the Kingsmen recorded it, it cost just $50 to record. What were we watching on TV in 1963?
Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, and even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction premiered in 1963, and that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1963. It's all been brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call
262-206-3168. Petticoat Junction.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lane's Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lane's on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Looking for a new career or valuable resources right here in Racine? Join the City of Racine Human Resources Department Job and Resource Fair, Thursday, October 23rd from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Humble Park Community Center. Meet face-to-face with recruiters, explore career paths, and discover services from departments like City Development, Fire, Police, Parks, Recreation, and more. Don't miss the chance for opportunities that can shape your future. Racine Job Fair, October 23rd at Humble Park. For details, visit cityofracine.org. Your future starts here.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Timeless hits on WRJN, and now a song about a no-good rotten man. The song was actually written by a man, Clint Ballard Jr. Clint Ballard Jr. wrote songs for Connie Francis and the Hollies, but this one is for Linda Ronstadt from 1974. It's Linda Ronstadt's You're No Good on WRJN.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling
baby, you're
much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding room is for. But I do know
one and one is two.
And if this one
could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
History.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN, where no one's got Wisconsin sports covered like our own Mike Clemens. He's bringing you recaps, highlights, and live Packer reports daily. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. Traditional times in Racine and Mount Pleasant, Rochester, and Wynn Point are off holiday. We're talking trick-or-treating in Racine County, with ghouls and goblins hitting the streets soon. Most communities do it on Halloween these days, but some are doing it before the 31st. To get a gander of all the designated times, check out the RacineCountyEye.com today for a comprehensive list. Federal agents arrested a Kenosha man last week for threatening ICE and FBI agents online. 38-year-old Andrew Stanton faces federal charges and has a court hearing scheduled for tomorrow. Officials say they found Stanton's post on TikTok urging people to start shooting at federal agents. Work to remove Racine's Horlick Dam is set to start soon. The removal means the current boat launch at Horlick Park won't be usable as water drops. However, a new launch and improved natural area are planned, with public meetings for community feedback coming early next year. A big change is coming to Kenosha's Circuit Court. Judge Anthony Milosauskas, who has served for nearly 20 years, will retire in early January. Governor Evers is now accepting applications to fill the seat until next July. Anyone interested needs to apply online by early November. The judge will take office after Milosauskas steps down. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low 50s. And partly sunny as we look into tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. There could be a shower or two around Friday, mostly cloudy but warmer and a touch breezy. Highs climb to the low 70s. Currently 57 degrees.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know you've got hazardous materials at home that you need to dispose of, right? Well, if you live in Racine County, you can check out the Racine Wastewater Utilities Household Hazardous Waste Collection. It's this Saturday from 8 till 1. It's going to be at 6221st Street in Racine. And if you want more information about who's eligible to go and what types of materials you can take, you can check out the City of Racine's website. All right, here they are, John Fred and the Playboy Band and Judy in Disguise with Glasses on WRJN.
Judy in the Sky. Wearing your bracelets and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living proud. A chimney sweep sparrow we got, Judy in the Sky, with glasses.
Come to me tonight, come to me tonight.
Judy in the Sky.
Tunes. And she feeds me News and Timeless Hits right here on WRJN, where you can get the week's biggest stories, local business features, and WRJN updates straight to your inbox by signing up for the WRJN weekly newsletter. You can do that for free at WRJN.com.
Trees swaying in the summer, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant light, starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
just the same. My head is spinning. She's got a way to keep me on her side. It's just a ride. It's never ending tonight with me. She'll be so excited. I want her all for myself. Love's temptation eyes looking through my eyes. Oh, the temptation eyes. You've got to love me. Got to love me tonight. Feel it now. Tonight with me, she'll be so exciting. I want her all for myself. Love's temptation eyes looking through my eyes. Oh, temptation eyes. You've got to love me. Got to love me tonight. Temptation eyes looking through my eyes. Oh.
It's the Grassroots and Temptation Eyes on WRJN. We are your home for high school football right here on WRJN. Now, this week we've got a little conflict. It's a little thing called the National League Championship Series. It's going to be the Brewers and the Dodgers this Friday night, but you can still hear high school football action. We're going to stream it for you. So you're just going to go to our WRJN.com website, find the streaming button, and click to listen high school football with Dick Graceffa this Friday night.
Today's big deal of the day. The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Find your perfect autumn wardrobe. Snag kitchen gadgets to spice up those fun recipes and uncover vintage gems, bringing seasonal charm into your home. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series. This matchup with LA being referred to as David versus Goliath.
That's baseball, so respect this team.
Manager Murph knows there's some magic brew running through this team.
This group's come together all season.
From Yelly's power at the plate to clutch pitching, your local station for the Brewers in October, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN. I thought love was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else but not for me. Our love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love.
forget its pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more timeless hits on the way. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thank you so much for being homeward bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great night.
That's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to news and timeless hits. WRJN.